You know, I left here last night, Vince, and I thought I'm going to go home and try to dry out and warm up again. You had a lot more eventful trip home than I did last night.
Yeah, it was something that we all don't want to see happen, but at the same time, you know, anytime you can help someone that's in some trouble, you try to help them, and, you know, that's what I did. So I'm not making a big deal out of it. You know, that could have easily been, you know, my family or me, and I hope someone would do the same thing for me. So just trying to help somebody.
Well, we don't want you to make a big deal about it, but we'll make a big deal about it. You were leaving the stadium, and, I mean, how did it happen? You were driving, and you saw somebody in trouble, or did your wife see somebody? I mean, how did it unfold?
Well, we was leaving, and we came up to a car that was turned over. My wife was the first one to kind of see it, and when she saw it, I was, you know, we turned around and, you know, went and see was anybody in it at first. And once we saw somebody was in it, that's when I realized, you know, that we need, you know, try to get the person out from the car. So, you know, just wanted to make sure that she, you know, wasn't panicking or whatever was that, and just talk with her and see what she can do. Could she move and stuff like that? And we just kind of got her to safety. And, you know, at the same time, my son was on the phone with the cops and just letting them know what was going on. And by the time she got out of the car, got her to safety, you know, the cops and stuff. So they was there. So, and home we went. So,
well, hey. Vince, I think you've earned the right to embellish this story too. Like, if it was us 12 hours later, by now we would have said we tore the door off with our bare hands and carried her to the hospital and gave her the breath of life.
No. I mean, like I said, it was just one of those things where, you know, you see somebody in trouble, you try to help as much as you can, and hoping, you know, luckily we got there in enough time to get her out and get her to some safety, and then the law enforcement is getting involved from there. So I asked, was there anything else I needed to do before I left? And then they was like, no, they had it. So we came on our way home, but it just gives you a second to, you know, actually think about, you know, the purpose in life. You know, here we are winning the AFC Championship. We all riding high, and we happy about, you know, going to the Super Bowl, and, you know, you run into a car that's turned over. So you kind of, you know, there was two different types of thing going on in your mind at that time. But luckily I was, you know, poised enough just to go out and just do a job. That's how I looked at it. Just my job was to get that woman to safety. And I was lucky to do that.
I got to tell you one quick side story on this that you may not have heard. Michelle McPhee reported the woman before the game went to Bass Pro Shop to buy a jersey before she went into the game. And she asked about the number 75 jersey. She didn't know the name on the back or anything. She just, you know, was looking at the jersey. She didn't know it was you even after you left. She didn't know until the police told her that it was you and it was your jersey she was looking at, that it was you who hauled her out of the car.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I kind of knew she didn't know who I was, but it didn't matter. The only thing she, you know, needed to know that whatever person was helping her was just trying to help her to get her to safety. And that's the way I looked at it. I was just trying, a ordinary person trying to help another person. And I think in society, I think a lot of people, we should just be thankful for having an opportunity to help people when you can. And that was just one of the things I showed where, you know, I came from a background where, you know, my parents told me the right way to do things and the wrong way to do things, and how to help your neighbor in need and stuff. So at that point, I know that she needed to, you know, get to safety. And my job was to get her to safety, and that's exactly what I tried to do.
Well, that's great. It really is a good story, Vince. You mentioned the Super Bowl and how you guys on your way there, and I was watching you and Brady having a conversation late in the game. Obviously, both of you guys were very happy. Sixth Super Bowl for a Tom Brady team. You've been there a number of times yourself. Pretty much, what was the nature of your conversation at that point in the game?
Basically saying, you know, we worked, you know, so hard to get to this spot. And it was just a great feeling to see. We finally put the game together for, you know, four quarters. and we both were just happy with the way our team performed. We was happy with everything surrounding the game, from, you know, the coaching, from the game plan, from the way guys approached this week, just the importance of what it meant for us to come to work this week and get a result the way we did in the AFC Championship. So that should give us a lot of confidence in this next game, saying, you know, just showing guys when we do it right and we have the confidence in what we're doing, we can be a dangerous football team. And we were just reflecting over the year what all we've done and just let each other know is we got one more game we need to prepare well for. And it's going to be a tough game. They're a really, really good team. It's going to be the best team we faced all year. And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, the Super Bowl, you want your two best teams playing in that game. And I think the fans and everybody got exactly what they want. Both of the two teams are great, from the coaching down to the plan. So they're defending champions. So to be a champion, you got to beat the champion. So we have our hands full. It's a challenge ahead of us, but at the same time, we got to come with everything we have. We have nothing left. We got to leave everything we have on the field, and hopefully it's good enough after that Super Bowl.
Vince, Indy came in with the sixth highest scoring offense in the league, and you guys held them to the lowest point total they've had in any game all year. What did you guys do that other people haven't done to them?
We just executed our game plan. We played well. Third down, we played well. Played well in the run game. We made plays when we had to. We created turnovers for our team, and we just played three good phases of football, from offense, special teams, and defense. I think we all just put it all together at once, and was a really we played as a team last night, and that's the type of team you want to see play. When we playing like that and having fun and making plays the way we did, good things happen. So. That's a huge confidence booster going forward. We a tough team. We mentally and physically tough. I mean, we've been through a lot. We showed a lot of grit all year. So one more game to go. We need to show that same grit that we had all year, and continue just to keep at it for one more game.
Vince, as Michael said, you've been fortunate enough to have been to this game on a couple of occasions in your career. But you've got some young guys on this team who have never experienced this before. What will your message to them be between now and February 1st?
Eliminate all distractions, from tickets, from family in town, who's going what, who's doing what, and got to be able to get that stuff done early in the week and be ready to go. So I think all the distractions, the more we can put that to the side and get that handled early on, the better we will perform. And hopefully we have all our stuff done by the time Wednesday come around, when we get in after it, and that'll be good. And we got to just take advantage of the time that we have to, put in some things that, we haven't faced this team much over the years, but we played them a couple times. But being a team that you haven't faced a lot, this time for us is very valuable for us, because we got to get down to the nuts and bolts. What they do, what they like to do, how well they do it, what their weaknesses are, what their strengths are. They give us a chance to actually narrow it down and get to something that we're very comfortable with playing. And I think that these 2 weeks going to allow us to do that. But we all got to understand it's going to take a little bit. It may take a couple practices where we get what we want to accomplish, and we'll be off to the races. But the main thing is eliminating all the distractions and be ready to play come Sunday.
You notice anything weird with the football yesterday?
Who?
Did you notice anything weird with the football? The story that the Patriots may have tampered with the football.
Man, I have no clue about all of that. So I don't even handle the ball to even notice the difference. So that's not a concern of mine. I have no clue what the hell is going on there.
Is it safe to assume you disagreed with your roughing penalty that you took?
Yeah, I did. I don't think I hit him. But they called it. You got to respect the calls. You know, I didn't argue with the ref or anything like that, but, you know, I talked with him and everything, and I understand from his point of view what he saw, and I understand that. I told him, you know, I respect that, but I really think I didn't touch him, but it is what it is. I mean, that it's football. You know, it's those guys got to make a decision in a split second, and sometimes they get it right and sometimes they get it wrong, but it's football. What can you do? You just got to continue to play, so... only thing that pissed me off is that penalty actually led to some points for those guys. So I got to eliminate that.
Vince, congratulations on the win, the trip to the Super Bowl, and also what you did after the game. As our producer put on the screen here, Vince Wilfork is now known as the human jaws of life. That's what we're going to call you from now on.
Thank you, guys.
The jaws of life or the good Samaritan. I was just reading, just reading that story yesterday. Good Samaritan, Vince Wilfork.
Vince, we'll see you in Arizona.
All right, buddy.
Take care.